Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 6, looking at the Mishnah elucidated with the wonderful commentary and notes, the Book Family Edition. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Paragraph 5, talking about the different ideas, you know, suggestions and ways to live life from these wonderful sages who teach us so much in their lives and our lives that we could take to make ourselves better every single day. Hu Hayo Omer, Hillel, still talking about Hillel, he used to say, Ein Bor Yerechit, V'lo Am Ha'aretz Chasid, V'lo Habay Shan Lameid, V'lo Hakap Dun Milamein, V'lo Chol Hamarbe B'Sechora Machakim, U'V'Makom She'ein Anashim Hishtada Lihiyos Ish. That is one of the key phrases of the entire Mishnah. It's actually a phrase, before we translate the rest, that my father, we gave to Alav HaShalom many years ago. He passed when I was 9. I'm now almost in my mid-30s, so it's been a good number of years. But when we thought about a phrase to describe him from Pirkei Avos, he was a doctor, a leader of the community. He was involved in the nursing home. He was involved in the hospital. He had an office, and he had a room in our house to see others. Was involved in Little League, a communal figure involved in the community and involved in beyond. When I went to seminary, he was involved in my seminary too. That's a person, we should all rise up to be a leader, to be someone, a pillar of the community, especially if there's no one else. But let's look at the translation first. He used to say, a boor cannot be a sin-fearing person. What does that mean? The notes point out, a boor is someone who is empty of both Torah knowledge and good character traits, Rambam commentary points out. Such a person cannot be sin-fearing, that is, careful to avoid transgressing negative prohibitions, since he lacks the morals that would prevent him from cheating and stealing in his dealings with other people. See Rabbeinu Bachai as well. Nor can an unlearned person be a pious person. The notes point out, the unlearned person has good character traits which keep him from sin but lacks Torah knowledge, as Rambam commentary points out. His ignorance prevents him from becoming pious. That is, going beyond the letter of the law, since he does not even know the basic laws themselves. Furthermore, if a person is unlearned, it means that he never had the benefit of a righteous teacher to act as a role model, and piety is best learned by example. Tiferes Yisrael points out, the trait of bashfulness is praiseworthy. As the notes point out, when we're talking about a shy person cannot be a learned person, nor can a shy person be a learned person. Why? The traits of a bashfulness is praiseworthy, and it should be used all the time except when studying Torah. A student who is too shy to ask questions since he's afraid of being laughed at will never fully master the topic and will never advance in his studies. He must boldly ask even the most simple questions in order to further his knowledge, and only then will he become learned, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Nor can anyone who is too involved in business become wise. Nor can a short-tempered person be a teacher, nor can anyone who is too involved in business become wise. Someone who is too short-tempered, a teacher who has no patience, the notes point out, for questions, is not an effective teacher, Rav points out, since the students will be afraid to ask him to clarify the lesson. As a result, they will not understand it properly, Master Vitrit says. Rather, he must encourage questions and patiently explain the answer as many times as needed until it is clear, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Anyone who is too involved in business cannot become wise. A person who puts the majority of his effort, notes point out, into his business instead of into his Torah study will not likely become a scholar, Rabbeinu Yonah says. The Torah in itself hints to this in the pasuk V'lo me'ever l'yam hi. The Torah is not across the ocean from Devarim, meaning that Torah knowledge is not found among businessmen who travel back and forth across the ocean. Rav pointing out from Erevin 55a, although everyone must dedicate some time to earn a living, as we learned from an earlier Mishnah, those who are too involved in business and do not make enough time for Torah will not see success in their studies. And in a place where there are no leaders, strive to be a leader. The term ish, the nospana, which literally means a man, can also be used to mean leader, as in Alechem Ishim Ekra, do you, O leaders, do I call, from Mishle. If a person finds himself in a place where great men are lacking, he must step up to the task of leading the public and strengthening the Torah observance, Rav points out, even at the expense of his own Torah study, as Rashi points out. I would also say, in a place where someone did not make an initiative that you have involved, that you think about, if no one else did it, you must do it. You must stand up and do it. That's one of the many reasons I believe Hashem pushed me to do my podcast. I feel like these podcasts were not out there yet, so we went and we did it. The radio idea of my show was not out there yet, so I felt like we have to do it. So Hashem pushed me in the direction. Find Fivel, which I'm still working on. Felt like it wasn't out there. We're doing it. The OT Craft, the OT Whispers, these side projects being involved in Jewish podcasts and Sparks and Community Luach. These are all things that are wonderful examples out there to be involved in, we got to do it. We got to stand up and step up to the plate to be that leader when there are no leaders. But remember, you can't learn if you're too ashamed. And you can't be a person who's too shy to ask questions. And you can't be a sin-fearing person if you're a boy. You have to know what to do. An unlearned person can't be a pious person. A shy person can't be a learned person. A short-tempered person can't be a teacher. If you're too involved in a business, you can't become wise. And when there are no leaders, you got to be a leader. These are famous things, practical things, and proper things to think about in our days. If we can incorporate even one of these things to make the world a better place, how much wonderful, more peaceful would the world be if we can internalize the lessons throughout all of our days. Join us next time as we talk about how Hillel saw something floating on the water. What did that teach him, and what does that teach us here on the TTPA? And I'm your host, Tani.